depends on Russia for about...
Blog Talk Radio.
New Jersey will be receiving $641 million over the next 18 years as part of a settlement connected to the opioid epidemic. Governor Phil Murphy says the state accuses Johnson & Johnson and three distributors of fueling the opioid epidemic by downplaying the risks of opioids and failing to prevent illicit sales.
Their profits will now go, as they should, to helping rebuild the lives that have been destroyed.
The money will be used to fund programs focused on opioid treatment and prevention. Get ready to lose an hour of sleep Sunday as clocks spring forward at 2 a.m. for daylight saving time. Sleep expert Dr. John Huber says that 1 hour takes a toll on people, so be extra careful driving. It will be darker earlier, creating one of the deadliest days on the roadways.
Because losing that 1 hour of sleep slows down and impairs our reaction time, our central nervous system, and how we deal with things like stress.
In Florida, Senators Marco Rubio and Rick Scott are still pushing the Sunshine Protection Act, which would make daylight saving time permanent across the country. Rubio says changing clocks is an antiquated practice that's no longer needed. Daylight saving time will continue until November 6th. Former President Trump is headed to South Carolina for a rally. Trump will address supporters at Florence Regional Airport tomorrow night. Republican Governor Henry McMaster is scheduled as a guest speaker. The world champion Atlanta Braves are announcing a date for their ring ceremony. The event will be held April 9th before the game against the Cincinnati Reds. Returning members of the 2021 championship team will receive their rings. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW is an equal opportunity employer. If you're looking for a career in radio broadcasting, check out the current job opportunities on our website, 1150kknw.com. Click on About Us, then click on the EEO link. If your group or organization would like to be notified of job openings, please send your contact information to jobs, Hubbard Radio Seattle, 3650 131st Avenue Southeast, Suite 550, Bellevue, Washington, 98006. Or email seattlejobs@hubbardradio.com.
And let's go ahead and take a look now for Alternative Talk weather outlook for Friday. Well, we'll see a little bit of rain this morning, making way to mostly cloudy skies by the afternoon. High temperatures around 50 degrees. Tonight, clouds and light showers will hang around. Low temperatures dropping down to about 42. For the weekend, pretty much rainy and cloudy weekend. High temperatures in the low 50s with low temperatures in the mid-40s. And, of course, the clouds and rain will be returning for Monday.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. All of you know that I have been an advocate. An advocate for what? An advocate for all of us to really step out and honor, value, and take action for higher education. I have been talking to you about it for 20 years doing the show. I shared my own personal story of not knowing what I didn't know, showing up at Claremont and not having any money to pay for my education, and I whipped out a credit card. But today the news is different. It's positive. Thank you to Dr. Michael Cunningham, Chancellor of the National University System. Here's what we know. You can find out how to really optimize when college comes to the workplace. San Diego-based university teams up with what? Amazon to provide tuition-free education. Sign me up, Dr. Mike.
Dr. Pat, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And we do offer doctoral degrees, so you can get two now.
You know, I'm one of these people, and this is why I value this. I could hardly read or write. I stuttered most of my teenage years. And when I got out of high school, the only reason I got out is because I had a literature teacher that felt bad for me during summer school. But That was then, this is now. I so value what you're doing. Let's talk about how powerful this is and what this means for people that are thinking, are these two for real?
Well, thank you for that, Dr. Pat. Yes, it's exciting. Just as a primer, we partnered with three other organizations, by the way, across the nation with Amazon to offer tuition-free education to their hourly employees across the nation. So they're investing over $1.2 billion for their 750,000 hourly employees across the U.S. To get an educational benefit. And they're just such a forward-thinking organization. And Dr. Pat, you hit the nail on the head. You know, education changes lives. It changed your life because someone believed in you. And Amazon has the issue that many organizations are having now. How do you attract, retain, upskill, promote employees?
Yeah.
Right. It's tough out there now, and unfortunately, you know, with the pandemic, we lost over 900,000, great people in this country due to that pandemic, and many of them had, you know, really good jobs, and we have to figure out how do we, you know, employ folks to make a difference going forward, and so National University is there. With Amazon, and we have over 120 programs, 40 of which are in this program with Amazon, that employees can start next month, if they will, in one class per month format to get a great market-relevant education.
You know, I love that we're talking about this. My corporate career, 25-year corporate career with what was known as the Bell System, if I can just say, Bell Labs in particular, they were the pinnacle when it came to supporting employees. Now, I will tell you, it took me 13 years to get an undergraduate degree, but they paid for every dime of it. And, you know, for me to have this conversation with you, because there's so many people out here right now that know this is important, but have kind of given up hope on the fact that there's a solution. Tell us about this program. Tell us about, you know, what adults are now valuing, because I know that the people I talk to, they're like, I wish I could go to school for this or that. Has we raised the bar on what people really want?
Yeah, I think it's a big outcry. I look at it as an outcry for help, right? Both from a societal standpoint that, you know, how are we going to have employees that are trained and ready and educated for jobs that don't even exist? Think about machine learning and artificial intelligence, certain logistics type of things, certain engineering sciences. It's pretty mind-boggling. But if you have institutions such as National University that are leaning in, that are bringing practitioners from these different industries to help train students, it's important. You know, Amazon with Gallup just did a poll, and it said over 70% of employees today and people today will switch jobs if their employer offers them this educational benefit, even more so than paid vacation. And it's an investment, Dr. Pat, an investment not only by Amazon, but by National University, because we reduced our rates so that it was affordable for Amazon and their employees, but it's an investment of people in themselves.
Yeah.
In themselves. And just because someone's paying for it doesn't mean they don't have to do the work. Yeah, you did a lot of work to get
this done. Oh, boy. I'm still, you know, putting stuff on the, you know, the bruises from the work. But, you know, it's a different kind of work, Dr. Mike, isn't it? I mean, it's the kind of work that you do where you feel like I'm doing this for myself. And, by the way, I looked at that Gallup poll, and I love that you are partnering with the people you're partnering with, because this poll, this information, this says, oh, my goodness, these are the percentage of people that are very interested in look. Business, finance, computer, management. I saw management is like number three, and I'm like, amen, hallelujah. Peter Drucker would be very happy right now. But what is the next step now from your perspective for people? And what I mean by that is, you're providing ways for people that look at this and say, I'm never going to be able to do it. And now the door is opening for, yeah, there's a possibility and a probability, right?
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? First of all, I just want to say some good news also.
Yeah.
More good news is that at National, we offer these type of benefits with partnerships with other corporations too. So at the end of the call, I'll tell you how, if you're involved with an organization, whether it's an employee or a manager or an owner, how you can get involved with similar programs, because mm-hmm. it's really important. The other thing is that at National, we started 50 years ago as a nonprofit private university catering to the adult learner. We had Vietnam vets coming home from the war that had great skills and competency and passion and drive, but they didn't have the degree or the credential to get jobs at that time. So a HR director out of General Dynamics in San Diego said, you know what, that's not right. Let's get them that education. Mm-hmm. And a lot of vets took them up on that, not the military, took them up on getting their degrees, and they went on to get great jobs and perform very, very well. So, but educating an adult learner and a lifelong learner is a little bit different than an 18-year-old coming mm-hmm. out of high school. So that's what we cater. It's more of a personalized approach. Yeah. How does education fit into your life? And one of the great things about National, besides that personal approach and our career training and our one-on-one advising, is we have one class per month. So that if life gets in the way during the year, and you can say, hey, time out. Like, for instance, Amazon, November, December, they're not going to school, right? I mean, that's the busy time. Mother's Day, that's the busy time. So with the one class per month, you can check out for a month or two and then get back to your studies. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you're taking five courses at once like we all did undergrad and mm-hmm. And then have to cram for your midterm and cram for your finals for five courses. This is one at a time.
I love that you're adapting. By the way, let's stop for a moment because I want to make sure people have the website more than one time throughout the show. What is the best way for people to find information about what you and I are talking about right now? Where do they go?
Okay, great. So if you're an Amazon employee, and I know there's a lot out there,
oh, yeah.
It's NU, it's National University, nu.edu/Amazon. And that will take you through all the programs that are offered and how we do it and how you get more information. And you can even go to that site, even if you're not an Amazon employee, to see how our relationships work with corporate partners. Also, if you go to nu.edu, there's a button on the website that says corporate partnerships. Press that button and we'll make sure that advisors get back to you right away or to your organization and show how you can open up this opportunity for your employees or your employer to make sure that it's top of mind. Because you know what? The Dr. Chris Graham, who's the president of our Workforce Education Solutions Division, just did a great research project. And it answered the question that many of us want to know, right? How do employees perform if they're going back to school at the same time they're working and the employer's contributing to that education? Well, there's a statistically significant positive advantage that the research showed that the employees that are going to school that are sponsored by their employer, they're performing better, they're staying longer, and they're, from a whole life perspective, they're feeling better
yeah.
about themselves. Their self-efficacy goes up, and they're a role model to their families, and it's a win-win-win all the way around.
Oh, I totally get it. My dissertation research on psychological contracts pointed to exactly what you were talking about over and over and over again. And, you know, that level of support is like, I work for you and I'm doing a great job and you're giving me this in return. And that is such a powerful bond. I wanted to ask you this other question because you touched upon it. It's a daunting idea. And I read that you all, along with Amazon, you're actually providing a counselor, somebody people can talk to, because the process is daunting. Like for me, I don't come from a family that, you know, I'm the only one in my family to graduate high school, right? And so I can't go back to mom and dad and say, hey, can you help me fill out this application? What kind of support is provided here?
And that's key, and that's what we're all about. It's a personalized education, personalized support, so that the minute the student and the what I call learner, because not only the students, when you go to credentials and lifelong learning, so the learner, the minute the learner steps into the NU family, National University family, they have a personalized advisor. And it's not only an academic advisor, we have financial advisors, we also have telehealth. You know, for issues, you know, life issues that, you know, we have as part of our programs, you can talk to a counselor for other issues because we realize that unless you're in it and you can devote some time and focus towards your education, it's not going to work. So we have to look at the whole person, not just the student person, if you know what I mean. So that's what we're really good at, doing that thing. And also career placement. Many times in traditional universities, you have your career counseling your senior year and you go through job interviews and things like that. We ask that question up front. What do you want to do for the rest of your life? And you could be a 60-year-old. What do you want to do for the rest of your life, right?
Yeah.
And we plan it out. And then we use big data to show folks that are similar to you what paths they took and what are those paths that led to success. And then we steer you in that direction. And that's a big part of what we do, and that's what I'm, you know, some of the things I'm most proud of.
You know, you mentioned earlier that organizations can be involved, that there's a level of participation for companies that are listening. We have people from all walks of life listen to this show. And you'd be surprised at how many staff people have gone to their management and said, I heard this on the radio. So how do organizations get involved in this, Dr. Mike?
Yeah, I think number one, you know, I know this is going to sound trite coming from the university, but you got to do your homework. Right? Mm. You got to do your homework and say to yourself, you know, realize that in many instances, like Amazon realized, that their employees are not going to stay with them forever, for the most part, right? We're in a new generation. People are changing jobs 12 times. Early baby boomers, they're going to change 20 times when they get, you know, the younger folks. Sometimes jobs that don't even exist. So I call it the career handoff. How can you be a good corporate citizen to make sure that your employees are not only good for you now, but if they do decide to move on, that they're in a better place and they move up in their station of life. And I think that's commendable. And if we all do that, it's almost a zero-sum game. You're going to gain as much as you're going to give. And I think that's what society is all about. So do your homework. You know, go to our website, nu.edu. Find about all the opportunities that they are. Request to meet with a counselor. And by the way, we meet learners where they need to be met. So, for instance, calls. I don't answer calls when I don't know who's calling me, right?
Yeah.
So we have chat features. We have texting features. We'll meet the students wherever they need to be met and the learners.
Wow.
And the organizations, too. We help do a customized program for even short-form courses. We just did a wonderful relationship with Rady's Children's Hospital on behavioral health. They were realizing that they had to upskill all their employees to recognize when there might be a behavioral health issue with families that are coming into the hospital. So the security guard or the volunteer that's sitting at the front desk, they go through short-form six-week courses online to see how I recognize there might be an issue. And they lean in because there are a lot of issues that go undetected.
Yeah, so important. I know you've got to run. Dr. Mike, one more time, I'd like for you to tell people how they can find out more. And what do you want to leave us with? What's your personal message today?
Well, first of all, it's nu.edu is the website. And the big message is this. It is that when you educate a person, right, you change that person's life trajectory and their family's life trajectory forever, for generations to come. As in your case, what you did with your family, Dr. Pat, and I was fortunate. I came from a bunch of civil servants, you know, Irish descent, firemen, and New York City cops, and I was the first one to break out with my college education. So that's important. If you do it at scale, like we're doing it with Amazon, and if many of your listeners do with their organizations, you'll change society for the better forever.
Yeah.
That's a huge responsibility and a great goal.
It is. Thank you, Dr. Mike. Thank you so much for everything you're doing.
Dr. Pat, thank you, and thank you to your listeners.
Oh, my God, they're the best in the world. And for all of you out there, a lot to unpack here, but please take a look back, listen again, watch again. Whatever you do, pass the word on. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Your weekly host of the Heart Leader Podcast, where heart and mind align on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm here with co-host Austin, and we'd like to know, do you have a passion to make a greater global impact? Are you ready to embrace leading with heart and love? If so, join us and our global community of over 1 million strong on this journey to become heart leaders who change the world. Each episode brings heart-centered connection, building stronger relationships, communities, and businesses. Take a deeper dive into what it means to be a heart leader. For more information, visit www.srivera.org. We look forward to seeing you in the Srivera community. To the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Welcome to our good news segment. You know, I wish I would have been able to have a conversation with Dr. Stephen Cliff, you know, in the many, many years of I don't know what I don't know about this. Spring forward for safety. Do you know if your vehicle has an open safety recall? This is big, coming from somebody that didn't know her sports car had a fuel injection recall and going through the toll booth in New Jersey like the thing caught on fire. That's why we're talking with you today. Dr. Cliff, thank you so much for joining us here today. You are the Deputy Administrator of National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and boy, I'm telling you, we need to be checking some stuff, don't we?
Well, thanks, Dr. Pat. I really appreciate you having me here today. Yeah, it's a chance to find out if there's a safety-related problem with your vehicle before a problem actually occurs. And so we focus this week on safety for your vehicles. As you think about changing your clocks, we want you to check that VIN number to determine whether there's a recall associated with your car.
You know, back when this incident happened to me, and that was real, that actually did happen to me, and there wasn't the amount of information that is now available to people, nor was it easy to get that information. But what I would love for you to do is help us fast forward to where we are. And, you know, being you, you've been on the pulse of this for a while. And so what has changed now in the past several years, or even in the past decade, to make people more aware of traffic safety?
I'm sorry that happened to you. That sounds like a frightening experience.
Oh, my God, it was crazy.
We at NHTSA focus on recalls and ensuring that vehicles are operating safely. Just last year alone, there were 987 vehicle safety recalls that affected 22.8 million vehicles. That's the most in our history. But as you say, over the last several years, we've done a number of things to try and get better information out to vehicle owners. Not only do we have our website that is easy to check your vehicle identification number, but we also have a Safer Car app that you can get on the Android or iPhone app store. And you download that. You input your VIN, it'll tell you immediately if there's a problem with your vehicle. And also, it will alert you in the future if a safety recall pops up on your vehicle.
Yeah, let's give out those websites now, because I'll give them out a couple of times during the show so people can get on top of this right away. Because, no, you don't want to go through what I experience, right? What is the best way for people to plug in? How do they find out about the app?
If you go to our website, that's nhtsa.gov/recalls, nhtsa.gov/recalls. You can input your 17-digit VIN number on our website, or go to the App Store on your Android or iPhone smartphone and download the Safer Car app. Finding that VIN number is easy. It's on your registration, or it'll be on your vehicle at the bottom of the windshield. As you look at the outside of the vehicle on the driver's side, you'll find the VIN number there.
You know, I want to talk with you about the fact that doing this will not only help you as an individual, but it will help keep the roads safer. And the reason I say this is I could not have predicted what happened in my car, and I was very fortunate. You know, I was going through, you know, I just paid the toll coming out of a toll booth, so I could move over to the side of the road. I only imagine what that would have been like going 60, 65 miles an hour down the highway. And so this is a two-part kind of thing. It's take care of yourself, there is action you can take, and then keep the road safer, right?
It keeps the road safer for you and for other drivers. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is the thing that people want to know about. Now that I've discovered this, right, Dr. Cliff, now that I figure it out and I know I got to do something about my car, what do I do next? How do I approach my dealership? What do I bring to them, especially if they haven't notified you yet?
The manufacturer is supposed to notify vehicle owners, but it's not always possible to do so, especially if it's a used vehicle and they don't know who the current owner is.
Right.
So once you've found out that there is an issue, you can contact a dealer, any dealer that repairs that particular make of vehicle, and make an appointment and take it in. Thankfully, recalls are repaired for free. It's at no cost to the vehicle owner.
You know, you bring extensive scientific, regulatory background, leadership to the organization that you're in. You oversee the safety. So if this is true, you have a big, big job with a lot of responsibility. And, you know, I imagine what it's like to be you and be on the pulse of things, right? You know, let's talk about one of the hardest things for the consumer to do, the listeners to do, and that is get your complaint heard. What is your take on what the best approach for that to be? Just for me, my incident with that fuel injector blowing was the first of its kind, and then they did a recall. But, you know, what can people do to really escalate and elevate their complaints?
If you think that there's a safety concern with your vehicle, you can report that to us, and we ask that you report that to us immediately. We have a link right there on our website, the same address I mentioned before, the nhtsa.gov/recalls, and there's a button there to report a safety concern. Or you can call our safety hotline. That's at 888-327-4236 and report a complaint there. We follow up on those complaints and use that in many cases as the basis for determining whether a recall is required.
You know, in your tenure and doing what you do, how has the landscape of traffic safety changed, in your opinion?
When thinking specifically about this issue, I mentioned last year we have a number of safety-related recalls that affect a lot of vehicles, so almost 1,000 recalls affecting 22.8 million vehicles. That's the most in our history, but what we find is that many of these problems with vehicles go unrepaired. And so we're just asking vehicle owners to focus on safety this week. Take that vehicle in, get it repaired. It's free to the vehicle owner, no cost. The dealer, the manufacturer has to repair that for free by law.
You know, I'm on the same page as you because I know that with some people it's very difficult in the busy world they live in to take time to really do this, but, you know, this is very, very important for people to pay attention to something like this, because unless you're an engineer or somebody like you, you don't really know the ripple effect of that. It may seem like a really benign kind of thing, but you don't know, unless you're a mechanic's daughter like I am, but you don't know what the impact is. What can we say to our audience today to encourage them, how, you know, to one, take action, but also the tools that you have that made it so easy for them to be more aware?
Well, every recall is a safety issue and should get repaired. We issue recalls only when we know that we've identified a problem that results in a vehicle having a safety issue. So we urge all safety issues to get addressed. There's a number of potential problems that could go wrong. They can range from a defective airbag to a vehicle fire, as you mentioned in your experience. So there's several different potential problems that could result from these safety defects. So going to our website at nhtsa.gov/recalls allows you to find out if there's a problem, contact your dealer, and take that vehicle in for repair.
Wow. You know, I know you're doing a lot of these interviews, and I really appreciate you getting the word out, because, you know, this is more for me about looking at what's happening in the world and, yes, having due diligence on this. You know, but getting your vehicle operating in the safest way possible is also a game changer. It's a lifesaver. And, you know, this is probably one of the most important messages we have around the vehicles we drive. And you all have made it pretty simple, haven't you, to really figure it out?
We try. There's that app, Safer Car, that's available in the Android or iPhone App Store, or go there to our website at nhtsa.gov/recalls. And we try and make it easy for the vehicle owners to find out if there's a problem.
Mm.
And the law requires that manufacturers fix it for free. So all of that should be as easy as it possibly can be for consumers.
Well, I want to thank you for today. And I want to ask you one last question. What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today? And what is the message for our audience from you?
Well, I want all drivers to be safe. Safety is our number one job here at NHTSA, and it's important on our roadways. So please focus on safety and go check that VIN. When you change your clocks, check your VIN.
Awesome. Thank you. Dr. Stephen Cliff, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat, Deputy Administrator of National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
A life that doesn't involve constant burnout, stress, and overwhelm? This is what Sacred Attunement is all about. Asher Countryman is a stress management wellness coach and the creator of Unlock Your Personal Power. Are you ready to engage in a vibrant, happy, healthy lifestyle? Start your journey now by booking a complimentary Unlock Your Power Clarity call with Asher at sacredattunement.com.
Are you constantly trying to figure out who you are, where you belong, and what your purpose is? Then let Adrian Cobb guide you to the core of your soul blueprint. Knowing your soul blueprint helps you to figure out your life in a way that works best for you on your own terms. You'll walk away feeling genuinely seen, heard, and appreciated for the gift that you truly are in the universe. To register for her Soul Blueprint online course and Soul Blueprint reading, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Everybody, welcome. How many times in the past 20 years have you heard me talk about sleep issues, like S-L-E-E-P issues? How many times have you all called in and said, I cannot even stop my spouse, husband, wife, partner, dog from snoring? Whatever that is, We hear you. We see you. That's why I got the sleep doctor in the house, Michael, Dr. Michael Bruce, joining me here today, clinical psychologist and, you know, look, diplomat of the American Board of Sleep Medicine. Look, here's the thing that we know, and thank you for joining me here today.
Of course.
There are more issues. I don't know another word for them. More issues around sleep than I have heard in my entire lifetime. And they're so varied. But you're the sleep doctor. Are you hearing the same thing?
So absolutely I am, Dr. Patton. First of all, I want to say thank you for having me on your awesome show. I certainly appreciate being here and having the opportunity to educate all your wonderful listeners. Sleep is a big deal. And it's interesting because it seems to have become a bigger deal. Certainly more recently, I would say within the last 2.5 years with the pandemic, all the stress that's gone on. I mean, people are stressed out about things they never knew they could be stressed out about. And that really is coming out in their sleep. And to be really honest with you, one of the things that I'm always leery of is when somebody comes to me and they say, gosh, I'm stressed out, I can't sleep. I always want to look at their environment to see, could there be something in their environment that in addition to the stress that they're undergoing could be disruptive in sleep? And I hate to tell you this, Pat, but snoring is the number one thing that I hear.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, and it's not as if this hasn't been a thing,
right?
I mean, I grew up with a dad that was a teeth grinder.
Mm.
And you can hear my dad from pretty much any part of the house.
Yep.
But I love that you're looking at the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't look at the environment. If you were to come to my home, what you would see is several rooms have what I call a scrubber. Mm-hmm. They clear the air. They purify the air. We have them in the offices. But even that, it doesn't take care of it. I mean, is there a solution for this?
So there's a lot of things that are going on. And I think you're referring to air purification as one of the potential solutions for snoring, right? So if we purify the air, then we don't get the particulates up into our nasal passages, which would cause congestion, which would lead to snoring. So I totally see where you're coming from. It's not just an air thing.
No, because to be honest with you, that really doesn't work. I mean, psychologically, it's like a thing that you can say. But it hasn't stopped the snoring here.
No, and it probably won't. But it is giving good clean air to that individual. So we like that. But you're right, it's not stopping the snoring. One of the things that I like to tell people all the time is you need to decongest for better rest.
Mm.
Okay, and so it's a nice easy thing to remember. But here's the problem: is sometimes our congestion, nasal congestion, up into the sinuses, it's not so easy to get rid of. I don't know about you, but my wife had a terrible seasonal allergies. She just got back from a trip where she was in Atlanta, where the pollen count is just tremendous there. And she came back and she's sniffling, she's sneezing, and she even, don't tell her I said this, she snored a little from this. We won't let her in on that secret. And so what I wanted to do was figure out different ways that people could actually get relief right then and there. Because at the end of the day, I don't want to wait 2 weeks for my bed partner snoring to go to wait. I want it to happen right then and there so I can go to sleep. So I started working with this company called Mute, and they make these things called a nasal dilator. And I want to break that down for a second and tell people what it is. It's actually something that goes just inside the nostril, just barely inside the nostril, and it actually opens up your nostrils. So it's literally opening up the pipe. So if you've ever looked back, pulled your head back and looked up, and you look at somebody's nostrils, guess what? People don't have the same size nostrils. One might be big, one might be small, one could be collapsed. People could have a deviated septum. All of these different issues can be part of snoring. And so by actually having something up in the nose that actually physically removes the tissue to the side, there's no way that it can't work, right? And so that's what's nice about it is you're not spraying something up your nose, hoping, you know, like heck, that sometime during the night it's going to work. You just put this thing in and it works. Now, there is other times when people could have snoring other than, for example, allergens. The one that happens at my house most often, and I'm willing to admit it here on your show, I like bourbon. I'm just that guy. I like to have a bourbon every once in a while. And you know what happens when you drink alcohol, right? My wife turns to me and she says, Michael, go put your nose thingy in or you ain't coming to bed. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
But, you know, people don't know that. I know it because I spent a lot of times on camping trips.
Yes.
And we would always, and I didn't have a lot of issues, but we would always kind of end the camping trip with some kind of, you know, like bourbon around the fire.
Like bourbon.
I could say bourbon the same way you do. And then you can actually feel what's happening, right?
Yeah,
so but a lot of people
that.
Don't know that.
So it's a relaxation of the musculature, specifically in the sinus area, that makes all of the tissues kind of sag a little bit. And again, it's physically it's in the way. That's why having an internal nasal dilator makes sense. Now, a lot of people have asked me questions about the strips, you know, that go across your nose. I got to be super honest with you, Pat. Every time I try one of those, they seem to migrate across my face, and they, like, shut my eye by the morning time. Have you ever noticed that?
Well, I have never found them to work. I mean,
maybe
they work for some people.
Yeah, they might. The oil on my skin has a tendency to move them around a little. I guess I have somewhat oily skin. I guess that's what's nice about having an internal nasal dilator is you don't have to worry about anything slipping because it's right there. The only other thing that I thought was interesting when I started to go into this world, because quite frankly, my wife was like, yeah, we need to figure this out, okay, was that there are a lot of companies that have nasal dilators. But here was the issue that I thought was so interesting is none of them had ones where you could actually change each individual side. That was what I was really interested in. That's why I tell all my patients about it, is because, like we were saying before, not everybody has the same two size nostrils. So why would you shove something up your nose that might not fit? What's cool about this is you can actually size it. So that was my big discovery. Yeah.
I have the same issue with earplugs. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. You know, I finally found earplugs that really would be customized. But, you know, what I love about what you're talking about, and let's just take a moment if you could. How do people find out about this? Because right about now people are saying, well, where's the website?
No problem. So if people want to learn what an internal nasal dilator is, go to Mute. Snoring, like hit the mute button on your stereo.
Yep.
You're going to be hitting the mute button on your significant other's snoring. So it's called mutesnoring.com. And believe it or not, you can actually buy them on Amazon as well. So if you just go to Amazon and type in mute, it'll pop right up.
Yeah, and they come in different sizes, I think, right?
They
Is that
do.
True? Okay.
They do, because people have got different size noses, right? Yep. And so, and I don't want one other question. This is a question that I got from somebody. They said, well, if I put that thing in my nose, is it going to make my nose bigger? Because I don't want my nose to be any bigger. And I was like, no, don't worry. There is no permanent anything. This is just to wear at night. Now, I will tell you one other thing that I did, Dr. Pat, which I thought was kind of interesting. I tried using one of these before my meditation in the morning to help with my breathing.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, it worked like a charm. I was really surprised. I was really able to get more air in. And then I tried it also for my athletics. So I like to cycle and I like to run. So I popped it in and went for a run. And my time was faster.
I was going to ask you about that because I too play a sport. And
ooh, what sport do you play?
Table tennis.
Oh, I have a very good friend who's a world-ranked table tennis player. It's huge.
It is
the second biggest sport in the world.
I know. I mean, honestly, I'm actually considered professional because I've been paid for winning a tournament.
Amazing.
But, you know, you're right about that. I mean, sports like this and sports like running and
–
you know, and there are people that get on their elliptical ladies. So just let me talk to you for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to the gym or you get on your elliptical and, you know, if this is something that improves the oxygen flow, which that's what we're saying.
Exactly.
That
it
is
does,
not
actually.
Only the key to breathing, but that's also the key to making sure that the oxygen is flowing. And oxygen in the body is great for a metabolism boost. I kind of got off topic. I didn't mean
no,
to.
No, I think it's a great topic. And I like where you were going with that, right? Because if you're – so here's the other thing that I've noticed just personally. This is my own personal. I don't know if this will happen to everybody. But when I use the mute at night, my workouts are better during the day because I think I'm breathing better at night, so my muscles are recovering better for me to then go out the next day. So if you're a world-ranked table tennis player, you got to make sure you get good sleep the night before a match, right?
There's no question. Let's get back to this because a lot of people don't even know they're not sleeping. Now, just to piggyback off what you said, we're doing a couple shows today, and we've really done a number of shows on the increase of alcohol consumption. So now put one and one together, right? Increased alcohol consumption.
Yeah.
I mean, online purchase of alcohol, 755% increase. Compound that with stress. Now tell me how people are sleeping.
terrible.
Right.
Like wine time shows up at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon now, right? And it's like, wahoo, let's go. And, you know, here's the thing. Alcohol, I like how you're talking about alcohol here. Alcohol is the number one sleep aid in the world, and it's the worst sleep aid in the world. More people drink themselves to sleep than any other. And let's just double tap.
That's the illusion. I call it the illusion of sleep.
It is.
I call alcohol the illusion of sleep.
And you know what? That's actually the perfect term for it, and I'll tell you why. Is because your brain knows it's not sleeping. When you pass out from alcohol, you anesthetize yourself. So if you went for surgery, right, and they stuck a needle in your arm, and then they had the surgery and they came back, you wouldn't consider that sleep, right? Why do people think when they're chugging back the bourbon, that's going to be sleep? Because it's not. We know it affects you physically. It affects your physical sleep in particular, stages 3 and 4, most assuredly. It may make you fall asleep quickly, but to be fair, most people wake up halfway through the night to go to the bathroom, and because the sugars in the alcohol have started to wear off, and guess what? You wake up, and your brain thinks it's the time that you passed out. So it has no idea why, like, it's 3 o'clock in the morning clock time, but you pass out at 10 o'clock, so your brain thinks it's still 10 o'clock.
Yeah, and that really brings up another issue. I want to just tell everybody to go to the website again and find out more about this, because once you get there, and it's mutesnoring.com, so there you're going to see some information, because the statistics really say it all for me, being a statistician myself a little bit there. You know, when you take a look at a population of people and 78% say, I could breathe better, 73% of the partners say that there's a reduction in snoring. And people may not know this, but let's talk to this. There are people that really, really snore.
Oh, yeah.
And any reduction
would be welcome.
Right. But talk to that, because a lot of people don't know that either snoring less or reducing the severity is an important step to improving sleep.
Yeah, well, it's an important step to improving health, right? So here's the thing to remember is snoring is disrupted breathing. That's the bottom line. You're not getting enough air in. So everything that requires air is being disrupted. Last time I checked, every single thing in your body requires air.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So you're not getting the quality of sleep at night if you're the snorer. And here's the really interesting data. Your bed partner loses at least 1 hour of sleep themselves just sitting there listening to you.
Yeah.
So if you're not interested in affecting your own health, I'm sure you're interested in affecting the health of your bed partner, right? And a lot of people, the other thing that's interesting about snoring in general is a lot of people think it's a man thing only, right? Oh, my husband snores, my boyfriend snores, blah, 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 right? And so they kind of liken it to that, right? To be fair, what we see is men do snore more, 57%. We did a survey, 57% of men surveyed snore, only 46% of women. But it was difference in severity, a decent amount. But here was the kicker. It all seems to change at menopause. So one of the things we know is as women age, their hormones change, they may gain a little weight, and boom, snoring can start. So it used to be a ratio where we'd see a lot more men than women who were snoring. Now, as we age, we're starting to see that ratio even out a bit. A couple of different things that people can do, weight loss is definitely one. And I'm not talking dropping 50 pounds to lose your snoring here, okay? Believe it or not, a 5% weight loss, so let's say that you weigh 200 pounds.
Yeah.
That would be 10 pounds.
Yeah.
Right? If you lose 10 pounds, it's going to drop almost 30 decibels, which is huge. So number one, it's better for your bed partner, absolutely, but also it's better for your health, right? Because as you lose weight, then your body functions better, and then you're going to become healthier. So I would argue that if you're snoring, it's kind of a warning sign that stuff's about to get bad.
Yeah.
So it's time to take a look and do some stuff about it.
And I love it. I mean, one of the things I love that on the website, you have a number of pictures that actually show people holding the device. And so people can get a sense, you know, what I looked at is, wow, it's like maybe the size of your fingernail. And that was kind of surprising because I think people are used to devices that are much larger than that. And so it's really perfect that you are able to present this in this way.
So I'll tell you an interesting little statistic since you're my little statistician. We were looking for a marker to try to figure out people's nostril sizes.
Yeah.
It turns out that your thumb is exactly the same size as your nostril.
Really?
So if you put your thumb right here, it fits perfectly, and that's how you know how big or wide it's going to be.
Oh, my gosh. Well, let's talk about how do you decide which size to get? Because I know our listeners are going to say, this is great. How do I decide?
So what's cool about it is they have a kit that has all three sizes. So all you buy the kit. It's in purple. It's called the trial kit.
Yeah, I saw that.
And that's what I've been passing out to my patients and giving to my patients who seem to like it quite a bit. To be very honest with you, I'm waiting for them to come out with one for my bulldog. Because he snores.
Oh, my God,
like
the dog.
Crazy.
Oh. Oh.
I have two of them.
Oh.
They're right here, right next to me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we could do a whole show on that.
Snoring dogs.
Yeah, on our animal thing, right? Because, you know, it's almost as if, like with humans, you know, their owners are like, all of a sudden my dog is snoring.
Yeah. Oh,
and they, you know, they go through the same changes. Look, I know these are short interviews, and I want to thank you for joining me here today. I just have one last question for you to please remind people of the website. But I'd love to know your personal message. I'd love to know what you'd like to leave us with today. And thank you for coming out here and doing this.
Well, sure. So number one, people go to mutesnoring.com to learn more. And my personal message is, you can change your sleep for the better. It's not that hard to do, I promise.
Looking forward to getting some of these, like ASAP. Thank you so much for everything that you're doing. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. Please, again, I'm just saying, go to the website. You can see also the trial pack. That's what we referred to. So you can figure out what size. Once you get that down, then come back and you can get your own supply. Thank you, everybody. Short break. We'll be right back.